The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Presymptomatic infants retain swallowing ability in Evrysdi trial. After being treated with Evrysdi or risdiplam for at least a year, presymptomatic infants with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, have retained the ability to swallow, and most have been able to stand and walk within developmental normal windows. That's according to new data from the Rainbowfish clinical trial, presented at the World Muscle Society Virtual Congress by scientists at Roche, which markets Evrysdi in collaboration with PTC Therapeutics. These new data for Evrysdi may help extend the potential benefits of this medicine to the youngest SMA patients. Levi Garraway, MD, PhD, Chief Medical Officer, and Head of Global Product Development at Roche, said in a press release. Rainbowfish is a Phase 2 trial that is testing the efficacy, safety, and pharmacological properties of Evrysdi given to infants as young as 6 weeks old with genetically confirmed SMA, and who have not yet started to show disease symptoms. The trial is open-label and all participants are given one daily dose of the active medication. The Roche-sponsored study is actively recruiting participants at multiple clinical sites around the world. The new data come from 5 children who have been treated with Evrysdi for at least 12 months in the study. Prior data from these 5 children show that all 5 were able to maintain head control, sit upright, roll over, and crawl. The new findings show that, after a year on treatment, all 5 infants have maintained the ability to swallow and are able to feed exclusively by mouth. Furthermore, 4 of the 5 children were able to stand and walk independently at ages considered developmentally appropriate by the World Health Organization. The findings further support the efficacy of Evrysdi in very young patients, according to Roche. Currently, more than 4,000 people have been treated with Evrysdi. Evrysdi is available in a liquid that can be taken by mouth or via feeding tube. The medication works by increasing levels of the SMN protein, defects of which cause SMA. Evrysdi was approved last year to treat all types of SMA in individuals ages 2 months and older in the U.S. In recent months, it has received similar approvals in Japan, Europe, and Canada.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Sometimes when you have a disability, it seems like the world is passing you by. You see folks with their 9-to-5 jobs and think, I can't possibly do that. While that may be the case, it doesn't mean you can't have a job and lead a productive life. You just might have to go about it a little differently. October is National Disability Employment Awareness Month, NDEAM. I hope I got that acronym right. Anyway, it got me thinking about one of my first jobs. One summer during high school, I was a tour guide at a museum. Looking back, it was a great way not only to get me out of my shell, but also expose others to disabilities in a non-threatening manner. How did I get this job, you might ask? It was through a program designed to give students the tools they need to be successful with finding employment. Not only did I learn how to create a resume, I learned interviewing skills as well. It might be worth seeing what your community has for programs like this available. Connections are another great way to find work. One of my part-time jobs I got through a neighbor. She knew I went to school for business, and a person from her work was retiring, so she suggested me for the position. I've been working there ever since. Over the years, that job has transitioned from occasionally going into the office to completely working from home. Pursuing what I enjoy led me to my other part-time gig that's allowing me to talk with you today. As I've said before, I have a passion for creating things. It's a bonus when something I create can help others. Several years ago, I created a YouTube channel and through that was discovered by BioNews, the parent company of SMA News Today. Not only do I do these recordings, I moderate the forums and create vlogs. By sharing my life, I hope to make it easier for those who follow. My examples are just a tiny fraction of the possibilities out there. If you think outside the box, seek a little guidance if need be, and pursue your passions, the possibilities are limitless. Over on the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums, we're discussing this topic. What are some of your first jobs? How did you obtain them? I'd love to hear about it. Head on over there to share. That's all I have for you today. We'll talk again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.